Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right. You're on with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Jason and John Show. We're all here in accounted for. My partner, John Martin. Our executive producer, Brad Carson, on the ones and twos. Program director extraordinaire as well. Man, I'm talking fast because it feels like, in terms of breaking sports news, in terms of how big the absolute ton we've got to get to in relative to our sports weekend, there's a lot. There is a lot right now breaking. Penny Hardaway has struck again.
Elbow, get off me!
If you've been listening to us, you know what that means. You know who it is. So Penny Hardaway has now reached into the transfer portal and pulled out. This one probably expected. Knew he was on campus. Danger from Illinois. We will get to how big that is for Penny Hardaway. It's 2 in 2 days. PJ Haggerty, Dane Danger from Illinois. Penny Hardaway's working. Grizzlies back at it tonight. Kinda. It's going to be the Grizzlies in terms of in uniform. But many, many, many men out tonight. I think it's 11 I saw on the injury list. And one more that was doubtful. So it's going to be a makeshift lineup. Setting up tomorrow night, obviously, a much bigger deal when the Grizzlies will host the 76ers. Obviously, that night, big part. Big Marc Gasol night. Big Spain night. Going to retire that number. So a lot to get to. Final Four this weekend. Got women's tonight. Showboats. Tomorrow, John's going to be out there, locked in, 11 a.m. for that big one. Did I hear WrestleMania as well as this weekend? Know you're looking forward to that, John?
Yeah, it's a two-night event now. Did you know that?
No.
Saturday and Sunday.
Nope.
Saturday.
Where is it? SoFi last year. Where is it this year?
Philadelphia.
Okay.
You didn't see what The Rock had to say to Philadelphia fans in the pre-show?
I did not. I figured I'd save that for you.
Okay, well, perfect. He has this, you know, he's ramping up. He's trying to get people excited. So he has this, you know, everybody gets together on Thursday night in Philly. And he was late. He was late. So he tells the Philly fans, he says, The Rock is sorry he was late. Do you want to know why The Rock was late? They're like, boo, boo. He's like, do you really want to know? And who's at your door, brother? You need to get that situated, man.
And probably a little motion.
Yeah, clearly a lot of motion, man. A lot of motion over there in Cordova.
Go ahead.
But he said, you know why the Rock was late? He was watching YouTube. Now, again, he's in Philly.
Right.
The Rock was watching YouTube, watching Jalen Hurts lose in the playoffs again.
Oh, no.
That's good.
He did great heel work in every town, just about.
That is actually hilarious, bro. That was like it was like a good. He did John Morant here. He did Jalen Hurts in Philly.
What's the big headline match of WrestleMania? School me real fast. I know I'm
Cody supposed to Roman.
Know. Okay,
you kind of knew that, right?
No, I do now. I should have known.
Now you know.
I wouldn't have been able to say it if you'd asked me.
The Rock is wrestling, so on Saturday night it'll be he and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, and the stipulation is like if the Bloodline, who's The Rock and Roman, they right. win. They get to have Bloodline rules for the world championship match the next night.
Oh, wow.
with some anything goes. If Roman and The Rock lose, they can't interfere. The Bloodline can't interfere. The Usos, as you know.
Will the Big Show be there?
No. No, dude. The Big Show it's hard for the Big Show to get around these days, man. He goes on the cruise with Jericho now.
Okay.
You know?
I'm going to admit, yeah. Well, I might not tune in then.
Okay. I think Booker.
Will the Undertaker be there?
Undertaker doesn't wrestle anymore. You're throwing me old timers, man. Give me some more names. I'll tell you if they're
Ted
there.
Ted DiBiase?
Oh, absolutely not. He hasn't been a part of a WWE event in God knows how long.
Okay.
Booker T maybe makes an appearance. John Cena maybe makes an appearance. You know, that's what I
like Booker T.
Yeah, I don't.
But he can't wrestle anymore.
No, he can't.
And I'm just not a John Cena fan, but that's probably enough for me for on wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it.
Disappointed the Big Show won't be there.
Yeah, he's not. He was scrap, late scratch.
We still have him, don't we?
I think he's a WWE Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm saying still alive.
Yeah. Okay. But he's not in a position where he's going to be wrestling actively anymore. You know, he's hurting for certain. Unless, again.
And then Coco will be down there signing autographs.
You probably.
Because all the Hall of Famers kind of set up shop, and we talked to him one WrestleMania.
Yes.
I remember that.
You know, you get to charge your little $10, $15.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the scenario. But, yeah, if you want to see the Big Show wrestle, you're going to have to get the Jericho Cruise line going.
Okay.
You know, maybe take CJ.
Yeah, I'll get on that.
That would be a fun one. Big Show. Speaking of Big Show.
Good job.
Well, it's the Big Show.
I mean, that's really, you know, I was still in it then. That's kind of when I got out.
Yeah. Dane Danger.
How about it?
Speaking of Big Show. I think we should start calling Dane Danger the Big Show. Because he is a show.
Let's see first.
Well, he is.
Put on a show in the AAC and we'll call you Big Show.
Exactly. Dane Danger has committed to the University of Memphis. We'll get to that in two days for Penny Hardaway. So the man is working. He is not just sitting around sulking and
moping.
You
were a little worried last week, I think.
I'm
a little worried last week.
I'm still a little worried.
I told you this.
You know, I'm still worried. But
did y'all?
It's a good start.
Did y'all see this? And I know you're going to get into this. Did you see the news from Shams that just dropped in the last hour?
Yep, saw that Bronny James is entering the draft. Yep, he is a James descendant.
I just saw this.
So, you know, that's probably what that's coming from.
Okay.
And entering the transfer portal. So
I see.
We'll get into all of that a little bit later in the show. 11:25, Anthony Stain is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, about the draft, what he thinks of Memphis' start here.
I'm sure he's just as excited as you about WrestleMania, probably more
WrestleMania,
so.
WrestleMania, yes.
He's
a
big Bloodline guy, big Reigns guy. He'll tell us, I'm sure, the whole script.
Yes. So we'll get into that with Anthony at 11:25. Then at 12:25, we're going to be joined by North Carolina Tar Heel, former NBA center John Henson from Field of 68. He is actually in Phoenix. He's at the Final Four. So we will discuss all of that, you know, with him and maybe get his thoughts on Dane Danger. You know, what he thinks of that fit for the University of Memphis. Did he win a title at North Carolina? I don't think he did.
Pretty sure he didn't.
We're going to have to ask him why not. We're going to have to ask him what went wrong.
Well, one year they were in the NIT.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, so we'll touch on all of that with John Henson at 12:25. So that is the show today. But the news of Friday is that Dane Danger has committed to the University of Memphis. Dane Danger from Illinois, big man out of Illinois, was playing as a backup this season, but did play some big minutes there down the stretch. He is a big fella. 6'9", 255 is what he is listed as. And he was sort of brought in, you know, just in terms of the game itself, just to kind of provide a spark, right? Like, you sort of bring him in as a physical. Again, I didn't watch a ton of Illinois during the regular season, but just kind of brought in as a piece to, you know, instant offense, instant defense type of guy. Had played more the year before.
Correct.
But kind of fell out of the rotation a little bit here. And so now he's coming to Memphis to certainly, I assume, be the starting five. That would be my assumption. And, again, my assumption would be in the AAC,
mm-hmm.
you know, he should be able to dominate. And that's kind of how I look at it. And I think Penny kind of feels the same way.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years ago, it was, you know, and that was, again, coming over, started his career at Baylor, then gets over to Illinois, and there were big plans for him. Started 21 games, 21 of their 33, 9.5 and 5.5. So you felt like, okay, good solid season, 39 blocks, 25 steals that season. You feel like good solid season, 20.6 minutes per game. It'll go up the next year. And then because, as Munns points out in the CA article, you know, Underwood decided he wanted a little bit more versatility in the lineup, and that time gets cut in half. Now, he talked a lot about how Penny Hardaway and Rick Stansberry talked about it, how he handled that, accepting a different role and how well he did. And that was something that, you know, he said caught their eye. Obviously, you're hoping now you can get the Dane Danger of 2 years ago that, again, put up solid numbers, you know, as a pretty young guy, put up solid numbers. Now you're talking lower level in the AAC. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully it translates. Again, you're talking about a backup big here. So it's a little bit different to me than even P.J. Haggerty, although he may play just as important a role eventually on this team in terms of being a guy inside that you can really count on. But it's not a number two guy in the portal.
Right.
It's a guy that you look at and you say, okay, I can see this working out. You're coming. It's not Jordan Brown going up. It's Dane Danger coming down. In terms of conference level, what you've played against, hopefully that translates. Again, this kind of size in the AAC, you just don't see it.
Right.
And so hopefully, yes, those numbers will go way up. Numbers that you can depend on, at least, in the AAC.
Yes, that's the idea. And again, it's hard to, you know, necessarily know without seeing the rest of the picture, you know. Like, who's he going to be playing alongside?
Well, I mean, you can see if Jordan's back, you can see now, you know.
That's true, yeah.
Him and Jordan, you know, 4-5 perhaps, and if you've got David Jones and P.J. Haggerty, that's can be 2-3, it could be 1-3. And you can start to see some pieces coming together rather than, you know, having to bank on Ashton Hardaway or one of these other returnees that really, you know, inexperienced still at this point. You're certainly not going to bank on Jared Harris playing a part in the rotation early. And so, yes, I mean, you could start. I could see Dane Danger playing with Nick Jordan, but you obviously will need more. I mean, you've lost a lot, especially depth-wise in the front court.
Yeah, it's a good start. I think that's kind of the – that's just, it's a continuation of, you know, the Haggerty commitment. And
well, what I would say, too, is in terms of, to add on to what you're saying about good start, is you want to hit on the guys that you've identified early. You want to hit those. I can't say it enough how it seemed to throw off everything last year that you didn't get Jaden Bradley. Because, again, he's the Alabama point guard that Penny wanted initially. You don't get him. He goes to Arizona after coming for a visit and looking good. And what does it do? It sets you back until you're at a point where you don't get Javon Quinterly till late. And so from that standpoint, you know, circling P.J. Haggerty, circling Dane Danger as guys you want, and you're able to bring them in, what does it do? It doesn't set you back in terms of having to go get the next guys that may be second and third options for you, second and third choices in terms of your priorities when you lose that game to Wichita State. Penny Hardaway said, hell no, we're not playing the NIT. I'm about to get to work. And so it looks like that those initial guys that you've reached out to, you've been able to land because what we say? So Penny Hardaway said last year he wanted him here in June. Ends up, because of missing on some guys and other things, guys having to finish up requirements, you don't get many of them until late.
Right.
And so hitting on these guys early, that can't be anything but a good thing because, again, it doesn't set you back in terms of filling these positions with top guys that you have prioritized. Does that make sense?
Absolutely,
yes.
Right.
Last year it cost you. I mean, let's be real. You liked Javon Quinterly at that point. He was coveted, but he wasn't your first pick. You ended up with the other Alabama point guard.
Yep.
You know, this is not the one you initially wanted. And again, this is not to set it all, like I said yesterday, not to set it all at the feet of Javon Quinterly, but you like to get the guys that you have prioritized early. Good sign that they've done that twice here so far.
I would just like to know who else was recruiting Dane Danger. Do we know?
Said he got 50, had 50 other schools contact him, but as far as who else got it, I don't think anybody else got him on campus, that kind of thing. He said Memphis was the first to contact him. Of course, he said that's important to him. I imagine so was that NIL check. You know, what does that look like?
Right.
You know, how much are you giving to a guy who was a backup big, albeit for an NCAA tournament team? But, you know, because that will tell you, again, how much they prioritized.
Correct.
You know, Dane. And because I'm sure of those 50 schools or however many Munns, I think, had it at 50 that, you know, many weren't planning to, you know, sort of offer or prioritize Dane in the way that Memphis did. So probably I'd love to know how much. how much he's getting.
Yeah, I'll ask.
Thanks.
I think it's a good chunk, though.
Well, I mean, again, PJ Haggerty's number two in the transfer portal, and again, I know lower in some places.
He's getting $6 million a year.
There's that, and then Dane Danger, is he even on those lists?
Right.
You know, so you know, just from that standpoint.
One concern I have heard.
You wonder.
About Danger, and again, I didn't watch much Illinois basketball until sort of the end of the season, so I would not be able to have institutional knowledge of this, but it's like, how much is Memphis going to have to change the way they play, you know, to sort of, tailor the everything to him? Like, I don't, you know, it's I don't know. Like, obviously, Illinois played fast, but he, like, wasn't playing at the, you know, throughout the season as much. Was that?
Yeah, it was just 10.6 minutes last year. It went way down. Cut in half.
Was that related?
What Munns writes is versatility in the starting lineup. Again, that can be, you know, you can construe that a bunch of different ways. In terms of what it means, you could have been slowing them down. Yes, at that point, and Underwood wanted to keep the pace up. It could be defensively, you weren't as versatile with him out there. But for whatever reason, yes, they decided to go in another direction. Sort of, in a way, clearly, especially on the trajectory he seemed to be on the year before, he got demoted.
So I heard Georgia Tech, DePaul, Nebraska, Arkansas, San Diego State, Michigan State, Georgetown were the schools that were primarily recruiting Dane.
I mean, if Izzo wanted them.
Right.
Is that good enough for you?
Yeah. It's kind of funny because, you know, same league.
I mean, he knows them.
Yeah. So, listen,
that says a lot to me right there.
I just.
That carries some weight, I'll say that, with me.
But I could see him, like, fitting into Michigan State because they play a little slower, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just curious. That's all. I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, it's a fair question, especially coming off the experience with Jordan Brown, who wasn't cut out. I mean, and again, there's a number of factors. What kind of shape was he in when he got here? But he played. He needed a slower pace.
Right.
It was a bad fit from that standpoint. Jordan Brown was not a guy who could get up and down the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's clearly Penny Hardaway ain't changing his style for one player, and so it's going to be up to Dane Danger to keep up. But clearly, they believe he can, you know.
Yeah, look, he's a versatile piece. He's a big body.
They're becoming a half court team for Dane Danger.
No question.
I mean, right now
you can't.
So hopefully he's ready.
But you also don't want to have another Jordan Brown situation either, where you're paying a bunch of money to a guy that can't play. You know, that's the risk. But I think Dane Danger is a good piece. I do. I think he'll be a good player, and you know, he's coming from a power conference. That always, like, that gives me a little bit more confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's the guys that are jumping up from, like, the UNC Greensboros and the Louisianas and stuff like that, where you don't know as much. Again, if I kind of wrote that, I kind of wrote this morning over at the Daily Memphian. I got a text from somebody who covers college basketball who said if they gave out trophies in the offseason, Penny Hardaway would be John Wooden. And he kind of was saying that in a sarcastic way, but he's right. Because I went through all the off seasons. Penny won his first offseason when he got hired in 2018. Everybody was going crazy.
Mm.
He got the season tickets bag. Everybody's going nuts. He won it in 2019 when he got the number one recruiting class, right, with James Wise and all those guys. He won it in 2021 when he got Jalen Durney and Imani Bates to reclassify. He won it, in my opinion, in 2022 when he got the top transfer in the portal and Kendrick Davis. And he's off to a terrific start this year with the addition of Haggerty and now Danger. And unfortunately for Memphis, the meaningful NCAA tournament success has not accompanied these victories in the offseason. And that's why I think everybody sort of looks at these additions with a critical eye. And I think that's fair.
Well, it did after Kendrick.
Yeah. Yeah, it did happen then.
It should have happened last year.
Should have happened last year.
It wasn't a mirage, you know, being 15-2, number 10 in the country.
It's just it fell apart.
Absolutely.
And he couldn't save it.
Well, you had too many one-year dudes coming from.
But if you want to take the extremely cautious, optimistic approach on this, like extremely, I think that's the only way to do it. Like, show you, you know. But college basketball is an equation of probabilities. It's all about the cracks at it. I mean, let's think about Purdue. Purdue was synonymous with underachievement for forever. They lost to Little Rock as a 5 seed. They lost North Texas in 2021 as a 4 seed. They lost to Fairleigh Dickinson last year as a 1 seed, right? But eventually what happened? Matt Painter brought his team back. He added a critical piece in the portal in Lance Jones, and they finally have broken through to the Final Four, and they're a massive favorite to play for a national championship on Monday. No more Purdue memes. No more Matt Painter jokes. Like, they got enough at-bats. They got enough cracks at it. They flipped it. Penny can do that. Penny can do that. And how do you earn cracks at it? It's very simple. You get talent. You acquire talent.
Well, what did we say he had to go get? We knew he was going to reach in transfer portal. We haven't touched on this yet, but we're talking 2 years for Dane.
Multi-years, yes.
And everything you said about Purdue, they added one this year, but everybody else was the core.
Exactly right.
Same guys.
Exactly right.
Multiple years.
Exactly right.
We said if Penny's going to do this and he's going to do it right, he's going to go get multi-year transfer portal guys. And so, again, P.J. Haggerty's got 3 years. If you can keep, as I was telling Brad before we came on, you can keep a P.J. Haggerty and Dane Danger for 2 years, well, then that's the way you give yourself more cracks at it, as opposed to constantly having to replenish every year. What did we say? We said that's hard. That's the toughest job for a college basketball coach when he's replacing 9 to 10. The chances, the likelihood that it's all going to fall apart go up when you're bringing in that many guys. Key here, last year was one-year dudes. Again, the Jordan Browns, the Jaquan Waltons, the Javon Quinleys, it was all a one-off. For a lot of those guys, what are we hoping now? David Jones can be one of those 2 years guys.
Absolutely.
That's the way you do it. We said if Penny's going to do it right, he's got to do it this way. And what have you done with your first two? You've gone out and gotten multi-year, potentially, transfer guys.
Exactly.
So that's going to be key to this. Key, John, to getting what you said, more of what Kelvin's got. Continuity, guys that get developed, are ready to take their turn when it comes up in the program. So far, it looks like you're going along with that script.
That's exactly right.
You've made that adjustment.
Exactly.
But back to the point, Jaden Bradley would have been that.
He would have.
He was a multi-year point guard transfer that you wanted. You didn't get it. It cost you. It set you back. You're knocking out your first choices here, at least the guys that you've prioritized.
Exactly. That's the status right now for Memphis basketball. And we'll see where they go from here. Can they convince David Jones to stay one more year? You know, that to me is...
NBA is going to have a big say.
Yep. And I assume he'll go through that process. You won't know. You won't know until
it's gonna be,
the summer.
That process.
I think you're better off just assuming you're not going to have him.
That's probably the better way to go, but you got to know. You got to think that there's still, that's the hope.
A spot, but I would recruit sort of around that because you don't want to be caught,
You're absolutely right. You got to have backup plans. I mean, that and good ones.
Yeah.
So often college basketball, that's what you're left with.
All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Anthony Sankin and George on the other side. Talk to him about the Grizzlies, about the NBA, and more. Jason and John, how do you turn to fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ESPN.
92.9 FM. ESPN. Rich off of trouble water, ice in my muddy water. Rich off of mixtape, got rich off of
mixtape. Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. Hopefully you're checking it out. You need to be checking it out. Tribal Chief of Grizz Twitter, longtime Tribal Chief. Independent journalist, founder of Asylum Media Group, father of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Sane. You follow him on X at Sane Asylum. He joins us today on this Friday like he always does at this time. And he does so bearing gifts.
Yeah, man. Got some free stuff for the people out there, man. My good friends at 901 Wrestling have a big show Saturday night at 7 out at Black Lodge. Doors open at 7 p.m. Got two free tickets, man. We're going to keep it simple, man. In honor of Penny Hardaway signing two players in the last two days.
Well done.
We're going to do in honor of one cent himself, man. First caller, man. If you want to come get him. What's the number, Brad? Jason?
It's right there on the phone.
Look at that. Act like you I don't know how to do this. 901-445-0929. Call, hit us up. Free tickets, two tickets, 901 Wrestling, local wrestling. I heard they have a big surprise that you guys may want to be in the house for. Come Saturday.
Cerrito and them put on a great show.
Yeah, they do. It's an incredible
I've been down there to Black Lodge. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
and it's grown even since
yeah.
I've been.
Oh, yeah. It was like a line to get in. Like, I was late for the last show I went to, and I got there early. So it's that kind of party for sure down at Black Lodge, man. They got a bar there. They got food. It's kid-friendly. Just a great place to be, local wrestling. They got a lot of good matches going on this Saturday. Big show, man. Big wrestling weekend, though, so, yeah, you can make that part of your wrestling weekend at Black Lodge.
It's a huge wrestling weekend. Yep. There's so much to get to you, get to with you. Where should we start? Should we start with Ja changing agents? Should we start with Mark Gasol night tomorrow night? Mm-hmm. Should we start with WrestleMania? Where would you like?
Big night tomorrow night with Mark, man, a guy who's got, a lot of kind of mixed feelings about Mark, where you want to put him in your top, in your core four, like where you put him or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's personally third, in my opinion, like as far as like favorites. You can have the discussion about like who's the better player or whatever. But Zach
who's
Randolph.
Who's fourth on that list?
Tony, to
okay.
me.
Okay.
In my opinion, like guys that were my guys, it was Z-Bo, Mike, Mark, then Tony, in my opinion. It's always been the case for me. But Mark was definitely a heck of a player, man. And after watching the documentary, you really see how good he is and how good he was. And they showed his philanthropical efforts he had in the city as well. And Mark is one of those guys who his main knock from the city was, bro, you're good enough to be one of the most dominant players in the league. You know what I mean? He could have been what Jokic is now. But he just wasn't wired to be that level of carrier team offensive player. But whenever he did it, he looked that good. You know what I mean? Back then in a totally different era of the NBA, but he definitely deserves his flowers here. Kind of a super just warm, emotional story, too. You think about a kid who's, 15, 16 years old, just following his brother and his family over here, in the NBA, and he cuts his teeth in Memphis, of all cities. He has his first American experience here in Memphis, and he definitely was raised by the city, man. It's kind of stuff that really movies, a movie could be made out of something like that, about a guy like
yeah.
that. You know what I mean? It's a really good story. And speaking of movies, that documentary, me and Kenny Stubblefield, producer for my show at Bluff City Media, he was like, man, that I would have paid to watch that. Like, that should have been part of, like, they should have
oh, wow.
been like,
it's that.
He was like, it should have been on.
John and you have both
yeah, it's really
it.
Good, man.
Like, you should have paid to watch it?
He was like, that's something that should have been part of my Netflix subscription. That should have been on YouTube.
Wow.
I should have been able to just cut that on and just watch it for free. It should have been part of something. Like, I'm not saying they should do that, but I'm just saying it was that quality of stuff that it was good enough to. That was the, and it seems like I heard like they've got some other footage they had for what was supposed to be the Tony Allen documentary as well.
Oh yeah, they've already done the interviews.
Yeah,
for that one.
It felt like because Z-Bo's was good too. It felt like the Grit and Grind saga part two. That's what we saw yesterday. Like it. That literally was the grit and grind story, that whole Mark documentary or whatever. It's really good, man. Shout out to Mike Blevins for sure. It was really, really well done, and it's going to be good to celebrate Mark tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds like you'll be in the building and standing up applauding.
I won't be there because I'll actually be in 901 Wrestling that Saturday, but
You'll be there in spirit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the part I really liked the most, like, I liked the Mark before he was a Grizzly stuff the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know all the Grizz stuff.
I don't even want to talk about that. That you're going to get me fired up, man. I said I was going to come in to be calm and reserved about everything, and now you're about to stir me up again because it just kind of shows you how much of a poverty franchise this organization was back then, bro. Like, seriously, man, like, people got to remember, man, the Grizzlies made two bonehead decisions that altered the course of modern NBA history. And I'm not trying to be funny. Like, yep. The Los Angeles Lakers were dead in the water when they sent Pau Gasol there. And Pau Gasol was the necessary player that first of all, Kobe Bryant was about to leave L.A. They sent Pau Gasol there, and it got Kobe multiple championships. It changed Kobe Bryant's entire legacy.
He was coming to Chicago, wasn't he?
Because yeah,
I was.
Kobe Bryant would have never won that second championship without. You would never have won championships without Shaq if he had never sent Pau there. That altered NBA history. It altered our what we call Kobe Bryant was because of that trade. that's facts, bro. And then you draft Hasheem Thabeet, and Steph Curry goes to Golden State, and James Harden goes, you know what I mean? Like, all these guys that you could have picked and totally changed what modern...
Don't take something back to the past.
It would have changed. You're talking about two stupid...
Bro, it's facts, though. When you look at the... When they spell it out, the return for Pau...
Yeah.
And then, of course, they spin it like, well, we knew Mark was...
You didn't, because you turned around and you drafted the scene to beat.
Yeah,
you didn't think Mark was nothing.
Man.
And then you go back to that season...
And that don't mean nothing. He was killing it wherever he was. But that don't mean nothing.
They could not have thought that, man. And the thing was, even if you thought that, we joke all the time about how lock and step the Grizzlies organization is from Zach Kleiman all the way down. Well, Para, who gives Zach Kleiman absolute power, right? He don't get in this business. Go do your thing. You need a check. All right, man, whatever. You know, we know that, right? And then from Kleiman all the way down to the 15th man, it's open door communication. They're all lock and step. We joke about that a lot. But that matters, man, because it clearly was a disconnect between Chris Wallace, what he saw,
Amen.
What Michael Heisler saw. And, like, we take that type of stuff for granted. That is very important, man, because we saw what it did. Chris Wallace was like, hey, I think Mark is this. Heisler's like, oh, my buddy told me the kid that seemed to be is going to be the next Kimbe Mutombo. Oh, yeah, let's go get him. And then you know, and the logical thing, like your head coach was saying, would have been to draft Steph Curry. You had your head coach. Was saying, I want this guy.
Yep.
And the owner is like, no, we're going to get the beat. My drinking buddy said, go draft him. You know what I mean? And those are the type of, that's the type of front office we had at the time. And like I said, that bonehead decision of not spending $500,000 on draft night to go get Marc Gasol shifted the course of NBA history, bro. Like, that's just a team being, an organization being incompetent. But like I said, Let me down it all the way back, man. Shout out to Mark. I'm glad we get to celebrate him
They
tomorrow.
Didn't even have a guarantee that he would come
It was
over.
Crazy. The whole thing was crazy. The same, because Chris Wallace was like, first of all, when they showed the video of him trying to acquire Mark in the draft, he sounded like a goofball. Like, bro, I'll give you a future. Like, why would I give you a right now pick for a future second? And like you're talking about a first, man. No, I don't want that. Bye. So that didn't work. Then the Lakers said, hey, you want to buy this pick from us for $500,000? The Grizzlies come back and say no. This same owner makes an unprecedented rookie signing to Marc Gasol of $3 million a year back then, which was a ton of money back then. But you didn't want to spend $500,000 to draft, actually get the kid and draft him and own his rights. It was just a super incompetent organization at the time, man. That part of the documentary, I was like, all right, I'm about to go watch something else. That bar was making me mad, man, because we literally could have had Mark and Pau, two Hall of Fame big men. I mean, shout out to Z-Bo, who was my favorite Grizzly ever, but you would have had those two guys, man.
Yep.
Like, those two guys would have been on your roster together, and who knows what could have happened with them.
How significant to you, how interested are you in the changing of agents by John Morant?
I think it's nothing, man. Like, there are a lot of agents in the NBA, right? It's not just, like, Tanner and Clutch. Like, everybody's like, okay, well, John's about to go to Clutch. And it's like, we've created this Clutch Sports boogeyman that, like, doesn't exist, man. Like, Anthony Davis, yes. There was a trade where Anthony Davis got traded from New Orleans to the Lakers. There's been no Clutch boogeyman activity since then. We've seen them get hella good contracts with guys. We've seen them get guys paid. But as far as, like, being the puppet masters of the league and we control where guys go and teams do what we say, that's not a real thing, bro. We've seen a lot of guys that have got moved. We've seen a lot of Clutch Sports boogeyman narratives that have not come to pass. There are a lot of Clutch athletes. Zach LaVine, there's a guy who everybody thought, oh, it's Clutch, man. Oh, Clutch makes stuff happen. That dude is in Chicago, and the Lakers are bad. And the Lakers didn't get anybody at the deadline that was a Clutch moving the strings of the league. Like, the whole thing is just a bunch of boogeyman talk, man, because even if you look, like, in the Damian Lillard situation where everyone was talking about him going to Miami for over a year, right, and organizations are just smarter, man. Portland, it was like, no, I'm not sending you to Miami just because you want to go to Miami. I'm sending you what makes sense to us. We're sending you to Milwaukee. And it's like those days are, they're a lot smarter front offices now, man, than there were even 4 or 5 years ago. So I have no concern for that. Ja is deep under contract. Like, right. He just started a deal that's not over until 2028. To me, if I'm Ja, it's kind of time for a change anyway. Like, he came into the league to be projected as one level of player, and he had a great agent at the time. He's in another stratosphere now. Sometimes you just make a change just because it's time to make a change. And Ja had a rough couple of years with the self-induced rough couple of years or whatever. But he lost a lot of endorsements during that time. And he might feel like, okay, I lost endorsements under this agency, even though I know it was my fault, but it may be hard for that particular agency to get me endorsements again. So maybe I need to get a change of scenery, a change of pace, new faces to talk to try to see what I can get some of that back. Because, I mean, and just speaking as a man, I'm sure Ja feels a way that he's kind of out of sight, out of mind in the NBA's eyes. And, you know, the shoe sales are fine, all those type of things, but when you're seeing polls and media stuff and I'm sure Ja may feel a way like, man, let me reset some things, because when I come back next year, I want to come back with blood in my mouth, and I want to be a part of an agency that I feel is ready for where I'm about to, you know, take these things. I don't feel anything. It's a lot of Chicken Little, Sky's Falling stuff out there. I have zero concern for any of that, being honest with you.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, man.
Memphis, we got to, as a city, we have to be better about not being so, what's the word, man? The inferiority complex we have.
Yes.
For ourselves, defensive. It's just nasty, man. Like, we,
yes,
yeah. This is we are a proud city, man. We got to have more pride in ourselves and other people, man. There are great players that are choosing to stay in small markets all over the NBA, man. Like the days of who have the Knicks signed? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. who's went to New York? Who's going to Chicago? Who's going to?
Yep.
You got L.A. guys that play for the Clippers, and you got LeBron who went to the Lakers to make movies. Other than that,
yep.
Guys aren't running to large markets. People run to Miami because it's Miami. You know what I mean? And just with the way that the CBA is nowadays, it's not as easy to sign places or get traded to places. So I'm not worried about any of that.
All right, I'm going to throw some national NBA takes at you. And
right.
I want to get your opinion. I watched a lot of NBA last night.
All right. I didn't, but I got you.
the Denver Nuggets will not go back to back.
Man, that Murray thing is getting kind of scary.
They will not go back to back. They last didn't have Murray, and they haven't had Murray, but their supporting cast is whack.
Yeah, it is.
It's whack, bro. Mm. I mean, when Michael Porter Jr.'s not shooting the ball well, there's nobody.
But I kind of think I think the only teams that I think are consistently good enough to, like, come out of the West are two teams who I also feel like have major red flags.
That's true.
I think the Thunder is just too young. Like,
that's true.
You're not going to go from, like, not in the playoffs to coming out of the West.
They won't,
like,
be able to guard Jokic at
all. Yeah, at all.
they put P.J. Tucker on Jokic last night, and what did he do?
Yeah.
I'm the one that told you that's why they brought him in there, to go small ball. That's the only way they can beat Jokic.
And you'll just notice, man, that in the playoffs, man, teams were just kind of old school you to death, man. We saw that against the Lakers last year. Teams would just kind of finesse you and just kind of bully ball you out of there, man. So I think the Thunder are going to suffer in the playoffs when it comes down to that.
I can see it.
Another team.
They may benefit from Minnesota being whack in that regard.
So I think Denver, I don't think the West has teams that are really there ready to snatch the ring.
They can't, you know what I mean? That team that I watched last
night,
though.
Clippers maybe, but they're jacked up too right now.
They are. They can't beat Boston.
Yeah.
Even with Jamal Murray. I think the Nuggets are going to run out of gas. They're kind of running out of gas now.
You think Boston's going to win the whole thing?
I would say.
It's time though, man.
Exactly.
We talk a lot about, like, the ceiling, like the age, and like it's hard to break through that ceiling, right?
Yes,
those guys, Tatum and Brown, are at that age now.
They're grown.
The scars. It's time.
Exactly right.
Yeah, like this does feel like if they're going to get it, this is going to be their year, man. They got their big man. Xavier Tillman, of course.
Exactly.
Xavier might best run
him. Best round to get him one.
He might be the guy that contributes
to the playoffs, man.
He's done some things in the playoffs.
He might be that. Hey, I'll be happy for him to see him get it for sure.
So I got that one. The Nuggets will not win the title. And then The Miami Heat, bro, pack them up. They're back in the play-in, and this time I don't think they come out of it.
No, yeah, not saying.
I think they shouldn't have came out last year. You would think about it, man.
Dude, Bam Adebayo, I'm out.
Well, Philly might get out of the play-in situation, but they're dangerous. They could be.
Dude, Philly is a team.
If they get Embiid back, yeah.
He's back and playing. Yeah. He looks pretty good, yeah. So far.
It was the craziest thing. I watched that whole Heat game yesterday. They were up. Miami was up 8. Right, they were up 8 in the fourth quarter with like 6 minutes left. Embiid's not on the floor. Embiid's gassed. Embiid's like on a minute.
That's his issue right now is the wind.
And Maxey leads them dudes to I think they went on like a 15-2 run in the game.
They might win their way out of the play-in.
Yep, they did a good job of getting guys that can kind of hold down the fort and just kind of because they did something at the deadline. I can't remember who they picked up, but they did something to kind of fortify.
Buddy Hield.
Hield was
Buddy
the pickup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did some things to kind of hold down.
Maxey had 37-11-9 last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the way, the Heat.
He's real.
The Heat have nothing offensively. Like, they don't. They just kind of hope Jimmy bails him out, and he's, like, not into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rozier's taking contested step-back threes with 14 seconds on the shot clock. Like, I was going to bust my TV, bro.
You asking about Milwaukee, right? That's coming, too, right?
Fraudulent.
Because them dudes are done.
Fraudulent.
I'm deeply concerned.
Check on them next year.
Yeah. Doc Rivers gonna have to get some extra spray for his hairline now. He ain't got any more hair to pull out.
Did you see what occurred with Golden State and Houston last night? And Eason wearing this thing says Warriors come out to play, but he doesn't even get in the game. Warriors run him.
Nah.
And then Klay Thompson after the game is saying, "Man, I don't even know why that fool's over there with that." He was trying to troll him.
Klay Thompson is the most angry old man in the league.
And it felt so much like sort of Klay Thompson when he was trying to put us in our place about the Jaren stuff last night. I mean, Houston, it's done now. It's essentially a 5-game lead because the Warriors have got the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. But Ime is coming. Like, he's going to turn them into a real thing here in the next couple of years. Yeah.
And I hope they lean into their dudes, like the Thompson twin kid. Like, getting Dylan was cool. Getting Fred VanVleet is cool. I think that next year they need to try to move both of those guys and turn those guys into supportive players around their young dudes. Like that, the total opposite of us. It's really the same thing. Like, if you need to get rid of those guys, don't let those guys be the guys that are your guy with the ball in his hand and your heart and soul of the team. Turn those guys into like legit veteran role players to play around your young guys, and I think you'll be fine because
You a Sengun? I know he puts up numbers offensively.
I love that dude's game. Like, yeah,
defensively, does he? Because that's what Ime wants to do, right? I mean, he wants to be does he fit there?
I'm gonna tell you what could be scary because they could mess around. Because I've seen some mocks that have like Edie going to them. Plus, they're going to have Steven Adams.
See, he's more of the defensive prison.
So you can fit. That's all Sengun really needs is that other dude. Like, if you get like an idiot, somebody there with him,
have Memphis, OKC, Minnesota.
Bro, I'm so excited because the NBA is flipping over, man. Get these dudes out of here. The Warriors, Lakers, Suns.
I mean,
Suns,
you
got to
count Dallas because Luka's young.
Yeah, Dallas is coming, yep.
Yeah.
I'm down for all of that, bro. The league is flipping over.
Passing of the torch.
Yep, the league is flipping over in front of our eyes. I'm excited about it. Poor Portland just can't avoid the middle. They just they're losing and having bad years. And there's not a way in the world I would have thought Scoot Henderson would have laid an egg like he's laying this year. That dude, I don't know. When I saw him with the glasses on, I probably should have known. but Scoot has not been. But yeah, the team suit, the NBA is flipping over, man, right in front of our eyes. Even in the East, man, the Orlando Magic are looking like they're going to be.
Yeah, that's John's team.
You know that squad.
That's
your Eastern.
This is German ties. German national team
that's
ties.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Hey, yeah. Go get us Mo Wagner this summer, man.
Mo would be great.
Yeah,
Mo would be.
Go make
great.
That happen, John.
Franz would not be probably. He's too ball dominant.
Hey, but see, that could be the gateway to get him here.
Yeah. I mean, the brother thing, there's no doubt. That would be fun, for sure. All right, keep me updated here. I have not heard. I heard K-Dot's diss to J. Cole.
Glad you're saying it, yeah.
I have not heard. Apparently, J. Cole's response, underwhelming.
It's good stuff. It's fine. Like, the only thing that was whack to me is that he literally said that this is just a warning shot. Like, just rap, bro. Like, you don't have to say. It's like, it's almost like it's too friendly, like. And he said stuff. But here's the thing with me, man. I'm 44 years old, right? And these guys aren't much younger than me. Like, these guys are all in their late 30s. But Cole, Kendrick, Drake, all of them are, like, at least 36, 37 years old, right? So my thing is, like, bro, y'all should have did this 7-8 years ago. Because y'all been peeing in each other's pathway for years now. You know what I mean? So it's like ever since Kendrick dropped Control, this should have happened like in 2010, 2011, 2009. Like, these guys doing this stuff now, it's just they're way established, like head of the table level rappers at this point, all in their own lane. Like, you know what I mean? If they never intersected each other, they're still super successful guys on their own. It's not like Jay-Z and Nas when they were like both entering into the prime of their careers. These two guys in their 20s going at it. Like, they all just feel too old for this, man. Like, Drake's a part of one of the biggest tours in music history right now. And we expect this man to come out and drop a battle verse. Like, it's like, y'all are just too old for this. Y'all are like, I'm good, man. Just go play that Glorilla album, man. Like, I don't have time. Like, I'm listening to Glorilla and Beyonce right now. It's like, all right, man. Like, and like I said, I talked about it on Twitter and on Facebook. Hip hop has just kind of let me down so much. My favorite rapper of all time dropped the Flute album this year, man. So I don't have much expectation for
it. It was good. It was good.
It was not. It was horrible. It was horrible, man.
I'm going to drop a recorder album.
Exactly. Me too. I'm thinking about dropping beating on the table with my thumbs with a pencil.
I'm going to play the
percussion album.
Star Spangled Banner on the recorder.
Yeah, that'll be fire too.
So catch that on Spotify.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the I Am 1 Cent shirt on. Did you get the candles?
Yeah, I got the shirt.
And will you
shirt.
Be burning them for WrestleMania tomorrow?
I will get some of them joints for sure, man. I was joking with Kenny. I said I may be the only media member in Memphis that will show up to a press event with a Penny hoodie on. I will show up with one of them joints on. I ordered two of them last week, the 1 cent joints. I've been waiting on the 1 cent Tiger gear forever to come out, so I've been buying as much as I can.
Yeah, but, so
the candles, yeah, I rock one of them joints. What does it smell like, though?
We don't know.
Shoes? What does it smell like?
Smells like Penny.
Smells like NIL.
Pennies, or does it smell like actually Penny Hardaway?
I don't know. I've never smelled Penny. I don't know.
Penny's pheromones dripped off in.
Yeah.
Sweat dripped off into.
Well, whatever it is, it's working. It's attracting players.
Hey, there you go.
It's like the mosquito
Maybe
thing.
Maybe that's what he's doing for real, lighting candles.
Yeah.
I don't think so. He's riding chicks.
Hey, whatever works, right? Maybe he's using the sales from the candle.
Hey, I got something, man. Hey, I'm a T-shirt maker myself, man. I don't feel like fooling around in the Tiger world because y'all be snitching too much. My Grizzly fans.
Yeah, they'll shut you down.
My Grizzly fans, they keep it low, man. We got this thing we've been doing for years now.
They got to understand it. It's amazing.
Yeah, we keep
Him
it low.
And Para got to understand
Yeah, the Grizz is fool with me, man. They let me ride under the radar, man. But I don't make a lot of Tiger stuff because the fans be snitching. Hey, so I made a David Williams.
David Jones?
No. DeAndre Williams shirt one time. And somebody was like, oh, it's... Does he have an NIL deal with you? No, he got no NIL deal, man. I'm bootlegging. What you mean? Like, I was like, man, let me just take this shirt down.
They protecting the student athlete.
So let me just take this shirt down for a million of them get the snitching on me, man. So I just stopped fooling with Tiger stuff, right? But if you're a Tiger shirt maker, bro, if David Jones stays in Memphis, the Danger Jones shirt should sell like crazy. There you go. I just gave y'all something. I just gave y'all an idea, man. Go get rich off me, man.
You should. Hey, WrestleMania tomorrow night. The Bloodline.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of the biggest nights.
The greatest faction in wrestling history, bro. The greatest told out long form story in wrestling history, man. The Tribal Chief, the final boss, The Rock. Bro, this is the best version of The Rock we've seen, bro. This stuff is incredible, The Rock is doing right now, bro. Like, 44 old man me is super excited about 50-some-year-old Rock looking this good and being this good on the mic and being part of such a great story. And there are people debating because some people say that this has always been the WWE's plan to act like Cody was not going to be a part of WrestleMania as far as the main event.
Uh-huh.
And then flipping it. And some people saying that they are adjusting to fan backlash. Either way, bro, The Rock has shown you in the last couple months why he's the GOAT, why he's the greatest of all time.
Still got it.
Man, bro.
On the mic.
Nobody else. Like, you can argue whatever you want to say. There is no other legacy act wrestler that could come in and get heel heat the way The Rock is doing, and it come off like that. Like, nobody else, bro. You cannot bring anybody back and say, okay, go be a bad guy, go be a heel, and it works. Like, nobody else you can do that with, bro. And The Rock has absolutely killed that joint. Poor L.A. Knight, man. The dude had a nice little run going for about 2 years being a fake version of The Rock. And now the real Rock is back, and I think L.A. Knight's fighting
Can't
on,
even look at L.A.
I think he's fighting on 205 Live or something, last time I saw him, man. But,
no, he's got the AJ Styles thing, bro. He's got people. What's his name?
What was the show? Heat. That was the show. Yeah,
the Saturday joint or the Friday joint.
Yeah, that dude really has bothered me over the last couple of years too, man.
Yeah, and that is
let me know.
Isn't that his thing?
Yes,
he's
a fake version of The Rock, bro.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. His whole stick is terrible.
I wish there was a little more drama because, I mean, everybody knows that Cody's winning. So, I don't really like that.
Only drama is because you know how they're going to build it up. They're going to have it where The Rock is going to pin him on Saturday night.
Correct.
So there's going to be...
Bloodline rules.
So it'll be Bloodline rules Sunday. Yes. And then he'll overcome and it's, you know... He might as well just come out to John Cena's music Sunday, man, because you know they're going.
Bro, he might as well come out to Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, music. he's going to be with the red, white, and blue jacket on, yes, all that, bro. Man. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, actually,
the Lex Express bus, all that. Just pull it up, man.
He should just come out with John and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? And just have.
Pass the torch.
Play all three entrants.
The Bloodline.
That's the Bloodline. Yeah, the white American Bloodline. Here we go. The white American
superhero,
baby face.
Because they've definitely made him like super Cody Rhodes for sure.
Yeah, and I will say the only thing that bothers me, and it's like maybe this is wrong to even do, but I'm so happy he's overcome it, but he has this lisp that's hard to.
For a brother with a lisp, the way I can punch down at Cody Rhodes is fulfilling, bro. As a man with a lisp, like, oh, that man lisp is nasty. Like, but I feel like, you know how, like, people, you know how you got this white American, you know how you got this white American basketball player thing?
Yeah.
Where you feel like, oh, that could have been me. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, oh, I could be Cody Rhodes. Like, pass me the mic. You know what I mean? Like, he just, like, dude's lisp is gross, bro.
Hey, it's very pronounced. It's very pronounced. Have you ever heard?
No.
But he's got a horrible lisp.
He's like,
he's clearly overcome.
But I'm going to tell you.
He has.
I'm going to tell you.
Seriously, public speaking, that he does it at all is amazing.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, though. Tell me, I mean, lisp included, bro. Tell me that Cody Rhodes is not the kid from the Goonies. The kid.
Which one?
No. The kid. Look up the kid from the Goonies and tell me that ain't.
You talking about the lead kid?
The kid that was.
Not older brother. That's
the younger brother, the one that had asthma. That dude looks just like Cody Rhodes and he got the lisp too. I might be the only person that has actually been peeping that, but anyway. It might be the same dude, but go ahead.
But yeah, like Cody Rhodes would be like, I am going to win this championship
for my mother.
Now, remember, right? His dad had a lisp.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, his dad.
He got it honest.
So, like, that's. But it's fine. Again, he overcame it.
Exactly. He gave me hope, man.
But man, it's like, you can't, you know, when it's like just him on that loud ass mic. And it's like, he's like, I'm going to fifth my story. You know?
I got to throw that mic away. I started shorting out.
Suffering succotash, Roman Reigns.
I just started shorting out the way he's spinning that bad boy.
That's terrible.
You know what, though, bro? Cody Rhodes is one of the guys who, in my opinion, the thing about him that I think is fascinating, really, is that he looks way more like a heel than he does a face.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.